Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. It's our 26th year on the air. We hope you didn't miss any of our 26th year covering CES. The last 3 weeks worth of solid wall-to-wall, if you will, coverage of the Consumer Electronics Show. So many guests, so many cool new products to show you on the radio. Be sure and come by intotomorrow.com and check out the video of all of our radio interviews so you can see these cool new products and much more to come. Our next guest is with a digital publication that covers internet culture and technology, been doing it for some time, and they do a great job. Tech reporter with Mashable is Rachel Krause. Rachel, welcome into Tomorrow. Thanks for spending a few minutes and coming on with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Dave.
It's a pleasure. You guys are always writing fun things, and of course, being fellow tech journalists and tech reporters, it's important to know that there's always an opportunity to share knowledge and to just bring to our collective audiences some cool things that we run across. And of course, one of the things we've been talking about for the last year and a half or so is anti-social media. At least that's what I like to call it on the air. But more people these days than ever before are looking for alternatives to communication platforms, including things like texting. I've been a WhatsApp user for a long time, but people are saying, yeah, but now we got privacy issues. And how do we know, and what, in your recent article with Mashable, how do we know where people can go otherwise?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of alternatives out there to are the main big tech run social networks. You know, there's been a lot happening over the last year that has caused people to kind of raise their awareness about who they're entrusting with their communications when they're talking to friends and family. But that's especially true if you're someone like an organizer or an activist, or and you are scared about who might be either looking in on your conversations for law enforcement reasons, or even if you just don't want to be part of someone's advertising budget.
Yeah, which I think is the biggest issue. We hear from so many in our audience, I'm sure your viewers, your readers, the same thing, where it's like, my gosh, I was only talking to a buddy at the water cooler about a kayak, and then all of a sudden I get back to my desk and I'm flooded with kayak ads. How did that happen? You know, and that's whether you're saying something in an email or on an instant message program or otherwise, you're bombarded by all these things. And it, aside from being kind of creepy, it's just weird how technology serves that up.
Yeah, well, first of all, all tech companies say we don't listen to you for purposes of advertising. So, you know, when you say, oh, I was just talking about a kayak and then I got kayak ads, that's probably more coincidental. But it's that more of that comes from when the ways that you're showing your online behavior in ways that you might not even know about. For example, even if you don't, if you're looking at vacations, and even if your cursor, hovers over an image of a kayak or words about a kayak, that's kind of data that you don't even know that you're feeding into the advertising ecosystem that will then be later targeted to you.
Wow. And of course, we've talked a lot about how if you're saying things like that near a smart speaker, air quotes all the time, that it may be picking up on that as well, whether it's Alexa or Google Home or Siri or any number of things. It seems as though we've had so many people telling us, oh, they're absolutely convinced because that's the only place they talked about it with a coworker or somebody in the family. And then ads were popping up. So it's got to be more than coincidence many times.
Well, that's just all what we know is from what the big tech companies have said. But really, that's the problem is that that's all we have to go on. And we don't really know how this this black box of collecting our consumer data is going into advertising systems for these big companies, which is why people are looking for more alternatives that put privacy first, that aren't necessarily all about a bottom line and selling products to people. So people are looking for, are putting a little more thought into who they're trusting with their communications.
And that's a good point, Rachel, because we're always reminding our audience that especially with big tech, let's face it, we're talking about Facebook, Twitter, that sort of thing. You are the product. And it's you who they are selling to their advertisers, and that's how they are making the money. One of the things that a lot of people who have used WhatsApp recently have seen is now all of your messages are encrypted. So from your perspective, what is encryption and why is it important? And is this something we want?
Yeah, so encryption, or more specifically end-to-end encryption, is basically a term that describes the level of security that your messages and phone calls and video chats get as they go from your device to the person you're speaking with's device. End-to-end encryption is the highest level of encryption, and that's great. It means that no one, not even the company that is handling the messages, can see those messages. So for example, WhatsApp is end-to-end encrypted. However, what made people a little bit confused, but also rightly concerned, is that WhatsApp recently put out a push notification telling its users, hey, we are looking at some of your data. And that wasn't data about that is the content of people's messages at all. End-to-end encryption is strong in terms of the content, but what they are looking at is more metadata, usage statistics, location information, stuff like that.
And of course, there seems to be no privacy complete anywhere under any circumstance for any reason, unless you literally unplug digitally altogether. And it's 2021. That's not an appropriate or likely opportunity for most any of us.
That's a good point. Really, the only way to completely secure yourself is to go in a cave.
Yeah, exactly. And don't even have a mailbox outside the cave because you're going to get spam mail anyway, snail mail. What are some of the platforms that have been gaining a whole lot more popularity these days, especially in this Mashable article? And why do you think that is?
So there are a few platforms that have been gaining popularity. One notable one is Signal. Signal was created in the early 2010s by people who are really passionate about privacy. It's run by a nonprofit organization. The way it came into being was through grants from a government organization whose purpose is to promote tools that support democracy around the world. Recently, it got an injection of cash, and it's been able to become a lot more robust and in the tools and services that it offers. But the point is that it's run by a nonprofit and it's not selling ads. It's not selling your data. Its sole mission is to be a secure messaging platform. So every text you send, every call you have, even group video message that you have is end-to-end encryption, which is, again, the highest level of encryption that you can have.
And this, of course, as you mentioned, is Signal. And they even invented, as I understand it, the end-to-end encryption that WhatsApp and other companies are using.
Yes, that's one of the great things about it is that they made their encryption protocols, which just basically means the way you actually do that encryption, open source, which means anyone can use it. And that is what WhatsApp uses.
Gotcha. What's your experience with another platform called Telegram?
Telegram is different, and I would say mixed. So the main difference is that messages on Telegram are not default end-to-end encrypted. You can turn on end-to-end encryption. That's a setting called secret messages. Mm-hmm. But Telegram is also kind of different in the main way that it functions, which is that it's both a messaging platform where you can send messages to your friends or in a group chat, but it also kind of serves as a social media network because you can join channels, which are public facing, or you can join groups, which are more private and you need an invite link to join. That can be filled with literally thousands of strangers. And this is kind of great fun in some way, but it also is troublesome for content moderation purposes because Telegram takes a very hands-off approach to moderating. In private spaces, it says it doesn't moderate content at all. And that has resulted in even groups like ISIS using this platform to communicate and spread their message, as well as sharing non-consensual pornography. So Telegram is kind of great if you use caution while you're using it and make sure to turn on end-to-end encryption.
And another one in this Mashable article that you guys talk about sounds like something from Mickey Mouse. It's called Clubhouse.
Well, Clubhouse is kind of still in an experimental phase. It's only open to people who have been invited so far, but it is really cool concept in that it's not about the written word, which is what so much of our communications are. You can basically join a clubhouse or a room where a couple people are hosting a conversation and you can listen to them if they can allow people to chime in, if they turn on your microphone. Elon Musk just gave a huge Clubhouse talk last night where he interviewed the CEO of Robinhood and really grilled him on everything that's happening there. But like I said, it's invitation only right now. So you'll kind of have to wait and see, although they have said they are expanding soon.
Good. I hope so. It sounds like a fascinating platform that many more people might want to be involved in. But now, Rachel, I'm wondering from your perspective, what should people look for when choosing the best way to communicate with family and friends? Then there's so much more to choose. How does one know and where do they look?
I think it really depends on what you're looking for. We have so many options when it comes to communication, and it really just depends on your priorities. So if what you want is a truly secure messaging environment where you know that your data isn't going to be siphoned off for someone's advertising campaign, then I have to recommend Signal. If you want to have that secure level of end-to-end encryption messages, but maybe you want some more fun tools like backgrounds or more complicated sticker packs. Maybe you want the ability to message with businesses, then WhatsApp is great for that. Although you just have to be aware that it is owned by Facebook.
Yeah.
If you want a hybrid kind of messaging platform and social media network all in one place, then you can go for Telegram. But really, I would encourage everyone listening to just think about what it is you want, think about what your priorities are, and then there should be something out there for you.
And real quick, all of our iPhone listeners and viewers that have upgraded to iOS 14.3, it'll show you all the ways that Facebook is tracking you on all Apple devices. And spoiler alert, Facebook does a ton of tracking. And apparently they're not very happy with Apple that you can now do this. Oh, darn. I feel really sad for Mark and his company that Apple's letting them know.
Well, it's not just Facebook. Apple made a change to its App Store that basically gives a report to users when they're downloading an app. Here's all the data this app is collecting on you. And obviously, yes, Mark Zuckerberg and co. are not thrilled about this. Apple and Facebook are kind of in a public relations war right now over who has the moral high ground on privacy, with each company claiming it.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether each deserves it, I guess, is up to the individual.
And I think we've said many times over our 26 years on the air, neither deserve it. But it's fun for you and I as tech journalists to sit back and watch them duke it out and see what happens.
Yes, definitely. And hopefully some good changes and more options to privacy actually do come out of it.
Yeah, for sure. In the one way or the other, maybe the art of negotiating or something. Who knows? We'll see. Mashable.com for more information. Rachel Krauss, tech reporter with Mashable. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us. We got to get you back. Always cool stuff. Keep us informed when you've got some other really neat consumer tech oriented things that you're chatting about, and we'll get you back on the show.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Don't go away. There's much more as we bring you further into tomorrow, right here on the Advanced Media Network.